This is Speaking of Writers on Capital Region Sunday. I'm Steve Richards. The Confusion of Languages by Siobhan Fallon is out in paperback for the first time this summer. Called an incisive examination of friendship and betrayal and a skillful mingling of cultural and domestic themes in a starred booklist review, the book vividly illuminates a world little known to most Americans, the personal lives of U.S. military families, through a heartbreaking story of the unpredictable path of friendship and secrets kept in marriage, all set within the U.S. military community in Jordan during the rise of the Arab Spring. Fallon explores friendships, parenting, and the civilian-military divide. The more we can shrink the yawning chasm between families and experiences, the better for us all. Fallon's story, told in the alternating voices of her two main characters, is framed by the events of a single day in May 2011. Siobhan Fallon is the author of the 2012 Penn Center USA Literary Award in Fiction, winner You Know When the Men Are Gone. She is also the recipient of the 2012 Indies Choice Honor Award and the Texas Institute of Letters Award for First Fiction. Her writing has appeared in the Washington Post Magazine, Women's Day, Good Housekeeping, Military Spouse, The Huffington Post, and more. She was raised just south of us here in Highland Falls, just outside the gates of the United States Military Academy at West Point. Graduated from Providence College, spent a year at Cambridge University in England, and she joins me now here on Speaking of Writers. Welcome to this program, Siobhan.
Thanks so much, Steve. Happy to be here.
So the original idea for this story, The Confusion of Languages, where did you get that from?
Well, my family and I were actually living in Amman, Jordan. My husband's still active duty Army, and he was attached to the embassy there in Amman. And we're living there during around the same time period in which the novel opens up. And as you mentioned, it's when the Arab Spring was sort of just taking a hold of the region, and no one quite knew what direction it would go in. And I was working on a novel set in Japan, and my editor at Putnam Penguin said, "Are you crazy? Write about Jordan. Like, Jordan is exciting. We need to know what's happening there." And it was really great advice. I stopped writing about chopsticks and soy sauce and started to take a lot of notes about the culture I was living in. And something that in the embassy community, you know, we always have these, like, funny anecdotes when we would meet at the embassy cafeteria for Taco Tuesday or something, and we'd say, like, some one embassy person did this or some local person did this, and just like, oh, how strange, how weird it was for an American to see this. And I don't know, something I was always guilty of is trying to shake the hands of men. And it's just such an instinct for me to reach out confidently and, like, grab somebody's palm and shake it. And, you know, that's not what you do. It's not how you greet people, and certainly not how a woman would greet a conservative Muslim man in Jordan. So that sort of thing, you know, we'd have these little clashes that seemed sort of funny. But at the same time, I was reading newspapers, and there'd be these small little mentions in the back of a paper about, like, an honor killing that'd be sort of out in the sticks, you know, not in Amman itself, in the sort of cosmopolitan city, but the smaller towns. And I would read them and be amazed. It'd be something that would seem so innocuous to Western eyes, like a brother would see a sister get out of a man's car and assume the worst, and that would be a reason to, like, have some sort of violent reaction to the sister. So I wanted to show how our Western way, what we take for granted, you know, this sort of the friendship relationships between men and women, how different it can be viewed in the Middle East. And that was sort of the beginning. Like, I wanted amusing anecdotes, and I also wanted, like, a lot of tension of showing how things could sort of go catastrophically wrong if you're being a naive American.
We're chatting with Siobhan Fallon here on Speaking of Writers. Her book, The Confusion of Languages, is now out in paperback. The characters here, how much of you is in Margaret and your husband in Crick Brickshaw?
No, don't say that. My husband asks that question all the time because Crick is not the most, I don't know, complimentary character for an Army officer. So, yes, please, my husband is not Crick at all. And Margaret and myself, I mean, we definitely share some similarities. Like, I would say she is the most innocent version of me as a tourist in a new country, and the way I might occasionally just throw myself into a situation without really thinking about it. And then the other character in the book, Cassie, the other woman who narrates the story, she's kind of the opposite of Margaret, and I feel like she's the more skeptical side of myself and kind of more judgmental and cautious. So it was kind of fun to make fun of myself on the page, you know, and skewer my own faults a little bit. But I'm not one or the other, please. Please don't think any of those characters are real people. You'd have me kicked out of the embassy community.
The events of the book are framed in a single day in May 2011, as I mentioned earlier. The action starts 5 months earlier. What is the challenge of writing about the events in a single day?
It was really challenging, and earlier drafts of the book covered like a two-year period. You know, it was just constantly me narrowing down this great span of time and then realizing that's when everything happens, you know, and if I could find a way to do flashbacks, it felt a lot more interesting to me as a reader to have it condensed in that way. And it revolves around the disappearance of Margaret and from when she first, you know, she's in a car accident in the very opening, and then she goes off to the police station to sort of work out the details of who's guilty and not guilty, and then she's gone for hours and hours, and Cassie's trying to piece together where Margaret is, and then Cassie begins to wonder if she played any role in Margaret being gone for so long and wondering when she will come back.
We're chatting with Siobhan Fallon. Her book, The Confusion of Languages, is now out in paperback. The success of this book, did it surprise you?
I don't know. I think authors or writers go into every situation thinking nobody will ever read a word of what they write, and then there's this tiny little voice that's like, please, please let Oprah look at my book. So, you know, we're kind of schizophrenic like that. So, yeah, just seeing my book on a shelf. I had some friends. I was still in Abu Dhabi where we're currently stationed, and when the book first came out in June, the paperback. So people were sending me photos of it in bookstores, and it was just the most amazing thing that it's alive, you know, it's out there. So it's really exciting, and as long as anybody reads it, it's wonderful, and it's a dream come true.
Are you hard at work in a new book?
I am, actually. I'm in the early research stages, but I am. I'm working doing my favorite part, which is taking all of the notes and trying to put the story together in my head.
What are your writing habits like, and what's the best writing environment for you?
No children. I need my kids out of the house, and fortunately now my youngest is finally in school, so that's been a boon. And I like to have a window. I don't know. I like to be able to see outside of the room and the computer and my stacks of books and hopefully see green. I have a tree in my backyard in Abu Dhabi, which is insanely rare, and it makes me feel like I'm in America. So I don't know. So I like a little green. I like a lot of silence. I mean, I'm asking for a lot, I know, as a mom, but those are my best writing situations.
Did the story come to you first in The Confusion of Languages, or did a character come to you first?
The ending came to me, and I sort of, it's a bit of a shocking ending. I won't say what it is at the end, or sorry, I won't ruin, be a spoiler, but I just had this sort of image of what was going to happen, and I spent a lot of time writing backwards to figure out how I could get my characters to that moment, and it never changed. I mean, from the very beginning, I had tried to write this book as a short story, and it ended up being 60 pages, and everyone said, no, that's no longer anything near a short story. Like, we need 200 pages more. So it was me struggling to find the way to tell that particular ending.
And what would you like readers to take away from The Confusion of Languages?
I guess I'd like them to never give up trying to communicate. My characters are attempting over and over again to, you know, make a connection with other characters in the book, and whether they're Americans who've been married for a long time and speaking the same language, you know, they just miss it. So close, but they miss it. And then, of course, if they're trying to speak across cultures and traditions and speaking different languages, I mean, it's even harder. But I think, kindness, you know, kindness is pretty international and across the cultural divide. So keep trying and keep smiling. I don't know. I know it sounds silly, but I travel a lot, and my husband brings me to some strange places, and I found that my best weapon is smiling and fortunately having a child in my arms so that I look really innocent as well.
The book in paperback now is The Confusion of Languages, the author Siobhan Fallon. And by the way, readers, listeners can connect with you online at Siobhan Fallon, S-I-O-B-H-A-N, Fallon, F-A-L-L-O-N.com. You're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. Enjoy this one now in paperback, The Confusion of Languages. Siobhan Fallon, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks, Steve.